Welcome back to 32 Fans. I'm Alex Chester. With me, as always, is Wheels Wienerker. Wheels, how's it rolling?
Rolling good. We took our first day off yesterday. You were a busy man, but we are back. It's 32 fans in 32 days, by the way. It's not just 32 fans.
Yeah. You know what I was busy with? You mentioned on a podcast a couple days ago, they're all getting mixed up in my head now, about some guy who spent a significant time in his career playing for each of the four teams.
Yeah.
In the AFC East.
Mm-hmm.
And so I realized that I have my all-time all-division teams for basketball and baseball, but I had never made them for football.
Wait, so you canceled our podcast yesterday for a chart? I thought you were working.
No, I was, but I've also been working on this chart for the last couple days. And no, what I like about the all-division teams...
I need three more weeks of your time before you go back to chart making. You don't actually watch football. You just make charts with football in the background.
Well, what I love about the all-division teams is that, you know, there's guys who are all-time great players but never spend enough time on any one team.
Mm-hmm.
Like T.O., for example, is not on any all-division team.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you have other guys who, because they happen to play for, let's say, the Jets and the Dolphins, so they get, like Chad Pennington, they get to double their numbers from those two teams.
Oh, okay. Or like Altoon just stays in the division. Did he make it?
Yeah, exactly. No. The receivers for the AFC East are Don Maynard, Andre Reed, Mark Clayton, Stanley Morgan, and Irving Fryer. So, riveting stuff. Riveting stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the NFC South, of course, which is a team we're going to talk about today, is in the NFC South, is by far the worst team because nobody in that division has existed very long.
Right. The Panthers are very new by football standards. The Bucs are new by football standards.
Well, the Bucs came in the 70s, and the Saints and the Falcons came in the late 60s.
Yeah, but
no, they're all relatively young, and they were all terrible. Until,
right. The Saints have one title. The Bucs have one title. The Falcons have close to one title, but it doesn't count. And the Panthers don't. So they've all been in the Super Bowl recently, but I guess the Bucks not so recently at this point, but this century, they've all won or had a tough loss,
which is more than you could say for our teams.
Yes.
Yeah. Now speaking about the Bucks, we're here to talk about the Bucks.
BUCCANEERS, go Bucks!
Got a lot of stuff about the Bucks. By the way, so Bruce Arians is the head coach.
Yes.
The coordinator,
which is weird because I thought he had, you know, retired and was done in Arizona.
Mm-hmm. I believe this is the first all black coordinator staff in the history of the NFL. We got Byron Leftwich at offensive coordinator. Departed Jets coach Todd Bowles at DC and Keith Armstrong, longtime special teams coach. So
okay.
How do you like that? Because there are very few black head coaches in the league right now.
Yeah.
A lot of them have been fired recently and did not get replaced. So maybe Byron Leftwich. Who knows? It feels like he's too young to be a coordinator ready. It's funny because
he's older than half the new coaches that have been hired.
Yeah. If you pay attention to when players go back in, a lot of times what players do is they don't work for a few years after they retire from the NFL. They probably say, I'm not really retired, and then eventually it hits them. It's the third straight year they're not in the league that they're retired.
Yeah.
And then they don't coach right away. And then eventually they realize, oh, shoot, I'm running out of money. And then they become some sort of, quality control, assistant to a position coach.
I think if you're only interested in money, your focus is a media job. It's if you actually...
Yeah, but there's a very finite number. There's way more coaching jobs than there are media jobs.
Yeah, but
Of course, but you have to be a well-known player to get a media job generally, or the cream of the crop.
No, come on. You go look at Panel 74 on the NFL Network. It's a bunch of offensive linemen.
They have maximum 20 or 30 guys, and some of those jobs you could keep for decades, the best guys. So whereas there's hundreds and hundreds of coaching jobs in the NFL.
Yeah.
So Byron Leftwich, age game. How old is Byron Leftwich?
I'm going to say he is... 41.
Yeah, he's 39. That's a good guess.
Okay.
We'll see what he can teach Jameis Winston. I will say, off the top of your head, Jameis Winston is the blank best quarterback in the NFL. There's a correct answer to this question.
20th.
No, I think he is the definition of a league average QB. I think he's the 16th or 17th best QB in the league.
No. I mean, do we need to do this like we did with Andy Dalton? There's definitely 16 quarterbacks you'd rather have than Jameis Winston.
I think
it's not even a question.
I think for this year, he is the averageth-if quarterback in the NFL. No,
he's had the potential to become
I think the stats indicate that he is. Does he throw too many interceptions?
Okay, hold on. Okay, then we're going to have to play this stupid game like we did for the Andy Dalton one.
Okay.
I'm going to name at least 16 quarterbacks who we can agree are better than Jameis Winston, okay?
No, well, you have to name 17 because I said he might be the 17th best. Yeah, 16. Right. You're right.
All right, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers, Andrew Luck, Matt Ryan, Russell Wilson, Cam Newton, Drew Brees, Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
All right, Dak Prescott.
No, definitely not.
Such a stupid take.
Everyone agreed. No, everyone agrees Dak Prescott sucks.
Yeah. All right, Jared Goff.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
I mean, who knows what Jameis Winston can do?
Okay. Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
Tom Brady.
Reluctantly, yeah. No, I'll give
yeah. Kirk Cousins. Philip Rivers.
No, I like Jameis probably a little bit better than Kirk Cousins.
That is the worst take I've ever. Look, I hate Kirk Cousins and I have all my issues with him, but that is an insanely, incredibly stupid take. There's no, Jameis Winston's going to be a free agent this year, and he'll be lucky to get a job somewhere, like a one-year, $15 million make good deal.
Oh, no, you are incorrect. He's going to get a job.
Oh, my God, you're insane. Kirk Cousins was literally the most desired free agent in the history of the league.
Yeah.
Does he have letdowns in big games? Sure. Jameis Winston's never played in a big game because he throws 4 interceptions in the little games. That is an atrocious take. That is a mind-boggling take. Fine. But whatever. All right, Philip Rivers.
Door. Oh, yeah, Philip Rivers.
Yeah. Matthew Stafford.
No. Jameis is better than Stafford. Yeah, Jameis certainly had a better year than Matthew Stafford last year.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Show me something for one game, Jimmy. Give me one game.
Mitchell Trubisky.
No, he's better than Trubisky. He's better than Dalton. He's better than Carr.
Oh, my God.
He is. He was better last year.
All right, so then you have him at number 17 then, I think.
Yeah,
exactly.
17. That's exactly what I said.
Yeah. All right, yeah, you're an idiot, but whatever, that's fine.
And he's got more upside than Stafford, who's year 72 in the league, you know.
Yeah,
he could in theory get better Winston's with a new upside. Coaching staff.
Winston's upside is that he stays out of jail.
It's unlikely. Yeah, he's not the 17th best guy, but I mean, I've said this 100 times, but I've seen this so much on Twitter recently, where it's like someone knows an athlete, and if you know an athlete, you have to make the comment, which is good quarterback. But great human being. So really, it's like, oh, you're like Drew Brees, good quarterback. He's like the fifth best quarterback in the NFL at worst. So he's one of the 4 best human beings alive. He's a good quarterback, but a great human being.
Okay.
All right, you're not buying that. Okay, so let's go around the horn with the Bucks. Okay, position by position.
Sure.
Elite players, I'd say one. If you want Mike Lombardi Memorial, I think the Ringer's totally done with Mike Lombardi. Good decision by Bill. I guess Bill Simmons claims he doesn't like read the comments, you know?
No, he reads the comments.
He reads the comments. And like Lombardi had a 0% approval rating, and that's why he got rid of him.
Yeah. The good player, talking about Joe McCoy, I assume?
No, he's gone. Mike Evans.
Joe McCoy's gone from the Bucks?
Yeah, he's gone. Yeah, they didn't. They got rid of his contract.
Oh, he's so old. Where is he?
He's old, Gerald.
Oh, he's on the Panthers, isn't he?
He's on Carolina, yeah.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
So Mike Evans is their only blue chipper on the whole team. You know, 17th best quarterback doesn't count. In terms of, I'd say, skill position players, receiving core, people are going bananas today over Chris Godwin. There's, like, multiple articles today about Godwin is going to be, like, the next receiving star, that Evans and Godwin is, like, a top 3 or top 5 duo in the league. You know, Evans is a great deep ball threat. Godwin is also, so they're going to be going wild. Plus, they have one of the top 5 or 6 receiving tight ends in O.J. Howard. O.J. Howard, Cameron Brait, by the way, is a great, you know, there's like 8 tight ends in the NFL that are worthwhile. Yeah. And Brait isn't one of them, but he's better than a lot of teams start. He would start for, off the top of my head,
I think Tampa and Indy both had, it from a fantasy perspective, 2, like, you know, weekly starting tight ends.
Yes, and then 22 teams don't have 1 weekly starting tight end.
And by the way, Tampa probably has the worst running back situation.
Worst. They have for sure the worst.
Well, the Bills is pretty terrible.
No. The Bills, no.
Ronald Jones has potential.
No, I think Jones is going to be done. I think,
but
I think Jones
but
is a flop.
Jones, in theory, could do something. There's no theory in which LeSean McCoy...
Right. Frank Gore has a breakout season at age 42.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. If you want to save the 31st best running back situation, then I'm not going to sit here and argue with you. I think Ronald Jones, running backs, tight ends...
Now, we say running backs don't matter, but how can a team...
I didn't say they don't matter. I'd say that the running backs show up in the first season or they're just a nobody. It's not like Trent Richardson, he kind of disappointed, but wait for year two. Let's give a first-round pick for him. It's not going to happen for Ronald Jones. He was, like, historically bad. Peyton Barber, I have no idea how he's still in the NFL. He's their starter. Like, this team really...
He's a passable third-down back. He shouldn't be their starter. But Tampa's offense is so good, even with Ryan Fitzpatrick at quarterback. Like, does it really matter? If they don't have a running game.
I mean, it's nice to have the threat of a run.
Yeah. I haven't seen, like, the DVOA numbers. Is their offense actually good, or did they just put up big numbers because they were, losing every game 45-42?
They were getting killed a lot because their defense was so bad. So their defense, their defense was the worst in the NFL in 2017.
Yeah.
And somehow was, again, the worst in the NFL in 2018.
Yeah, and I think it's worse this year.
It's somehow. I don't think they allowed as many points last year, if I'm not mistaken. But they were last again. The big ad was Ndamukong Suh.
Yeah.
And Deion Buchanan from Arizona. So two old guys who are can at least play a little bit. Their other stars: William Golston, Carl Nassib from Hard Knocks, Devin White, the first round pick, is a linebacker. The secondary is really where the issues have been, right? Mm-hmm. They historically bad secondary 2 years ago. They have spent so much capital adding guys in free agency. They've drafted five corners or five defensive backs in the last two drafts in the first three rounds, which means, I think they've had extra picks, but in theory, that's 5 years, six picks are all for the secondary. They have not paid off yet. Finally, we're done with our old hated rival. That we've mentioned about 5 years in a row. He could go hang out with his lovely anti-Semitic wife. I'm blanking on his name. Brent Grimes. Brent Grimes.
Yeah. I didn't know if you were teeing me up. I didn't
Brent,
know that
Brent Grimes said on his wife's podcast, which I'm sure is a great listen.
Yeah.
His season
was who's higher ranked in Israel among NFL podcasts? Mika Grimes' podcast?
We got an email that we're the 500.
Yeah, I don't know
first.
What that is. What is that website?
I don't know.
We're not
some
signed
chart
up
website.
Website.
We're like the 500 first most popular sports podcast.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Brent Grimes said that when they asked him to cover Antonio Brown the whole game 1-on-1 in week 3 last year, it ruined his season. It threw him off his game.
I thought you were going to say he refused to cover him because Antonio Brown has a synagogue.
Oh, he's a synagogue in his house. Okay. So secondary probably will be slightly better, but no reason to really think it's going to be elite. So you'd think, the pass rush is great, right? No, pass rush also bad. It's probably a bottom 10 pass rush. They actually, the star of their defense technically, other than the aging Ndamukong Suh, would be Vita Vea. I never know how to pronounce his last name. But he is injured right now. It's not a season-ending injury, but I don't think he's playing week one. So it's weird to go through a giant nose tackle, but he gets the quarterback like on every play. He is probably going to be a superstar. Vita Vea's a real full name is Tavita Tuli Akiono Tupiloto Mozisi Vahe Fahoko Felito Vea. So... I don't know. Yeah, so Tavita Vea.
Yeah, you should put that whole thing on his jersey, I think.
Why not? Maybe ends up being the star of this defense. There's not a lot going on.
I mean, Levante David is a decent middle linebacker.
Yeah, he's gone, I think, though. Oh, no, he's injured.
Oh, really?
I think he's injured right now. He's not gone.
I'm very behind the times.
Levante, he's had a good career, but I think that's pretty much wrapping up. Yeah, he had minor knee surgery. I'm not sure if he is going to be healthy for week one.
Now, just to tie in, so I had mentioned before, I was working yesterday on my all-time division teams, mm-hmm. and we were talking about how Tampa has no running back. Historically, this whole division is really very running back poor.
Yeah, it's a passing division. Well, I mean, for years now, first of all, there's been Breeze and Newton.
Yeah, I mean,
and Ryan.
To me, the best running back in the history of the NFC South. And just to be clear, the way I do this is I base it on which division teams are currently in.
Yeah.
So, obviously the Seahawks were in the AFC West for most of their history, but now they're in the NFC West and, like the Cardinals.
Wait, so let me guess.
Yeah.
It's not a buck, I don't think. Although you mention it now, which makes me think, is it a buck?
Well, he was on the Bucks and the Falcons, which is a pretty big clue. He likes to build houses.
He likes to. Jamal Anderson wasn't on the Bucks.
No. Warrick Dunn.
Okay, Warrick Dunn. Okay, because I was going to think Jamal Anderson or D'Angelo Williams.
But when Warrick Dunn is your starting all-time running back, just to compare, the other divisions have Emmitt Smith.
Yeah.
Walter Payton and Barry Sanders together in the NFC North. And Adrian Peterson, by the way, on the bench. Marshall Faulk in the NFC West.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis Martin, Thurman Thomas, O.J. Simpson in the AFC East. Jim Brown in the AFC North. He's okay.
Yeah.
Danny Tomlinson, Marcus Allen in the AFC West. Lenny Moore, Edger, and James. So, like, it's Hall of Famers everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Warrick Dunn. What other Bucks made Warrick the all-time list?
And then
list?
His backups are William Andrews, D'Angelo Williams, and Deuce McAllister. And Deuce McAllister should not be anywhere near an all-time team.
No. So. Although, who knows? Alvin Kamara can make it pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean, he needs like another 3 or 4 years.
Who are the other Bucks on your all division team?
All time?
Mm-hmm.
Well, am I going through the whole team right now?
No, just tell us the Bucks.
Oh, well, I haven't finished the team yet. I've only done the offense. I've done the entire offense, and now I'm actually looking at it. They don't have a single Buck except for Warrick Dunn, who is, you know, more of a Falcon than a Buck. And they have no one else, no offensive linemen, no receivers, no quarterback, nothing. Yeah, so the Bucks suck.
They don't have a defender either? I mean, Warren Sapp.
No, I haven't done
team.
Defense yet.
Oh, you haven't done offense. Defense. Oh, okay.
I've done offense, and I did. I actually started with long snappers.
How does that go by? Just who played the most years?
Yeah, basically, who played the most years in the division?
I mean, there is a Pro Bowl for a long. You know, long snapper can.
Yeah. Oh no. So there's a couple guys who made a bunch of Pro Bowls, and so I put them ahead of guys who played a little bit longer because I don't know why they. Made
it's weird. The trend went to long snappers that don't have a position. When you're sort of tied down with how many active players you have, you'd think you would want like a backup linebacker or somebody to also be able to long snap to kill two birds with one stone, right?
Yeah, but I guess the Vikings keep signing new long snappers every year, and so I guess you're very concerned about.
Yeah, the Jets had a guy for like 8 years, and they cut him because he was like it was just getting more expensive as you get
more
of a veteran. But like he never made a bad snap in 8 years, like he literally could never have done anything different in his whole career. Tanner Purdom, and then they just cut him because he was like a little.
Yeah, well, I got news for you. He's no Lonnie Paxton from the Patriots. He's the greatest long snapper in AFC East history.
Yeah. Fun names for the Bucks. Bobo Wilson, wide receiver. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to make the
team. Bobos are always great.
Bobo is even better than Bubba.
Bobo's even better than Bubba, yeah.
Farrington Hugenin. Farrington Hugenin. I like that name. And Devontae Bond. The name's the. Bond, Devontae Bond, I like that.
Yes.
And Bradley Pinion, their punter. All right,
I have a Pinion. This team is boring.
Yeah, it is a boring team. How about this? So we got a lot of requests to do.
A lot. Well, did we get one or two?
I think two requests to do the mascot. Can we do like the mascot bracket now?
Oh, instead of the Bucks, you're saying?
Yeah, we could do the mascot bracket, or we could do the Bucks schedule.
Why don't we do the Bucks schedule?
All right. Ronald Jones, by the way, 23 carries last year. How many yards did he gain on those 23 carries?
I'm going to say 68.
44.
It's not ideal.
I mean, Peyton Barber was also, it felt like most of the season rushing for like 2.9 a carry. And 7 catches, 33 yards. So not a lot of separation for the Ron man.
All right. So we're doing the schedule for the Bucks. You want to do it? You want me to do it?
I think it's my turn to ask you.
All right.
Should have named this 14 fans. Okay. I got a lot more on the Broncos. Here, let me just finish up.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
And now you're going to hear
about it. Now you're going to hear about it.
Okay, let me just see if I have any more notes. The offensive line we didn't really talk about. It's not the worst in the NFL, so you can't fully blame it for their lack of a run game. It's below average. Ali Marpet is a pretty good player, small college left guard. They have Donovan Smith, who's never really developed as a star left tackle. Ryan Jensen's a pretty decent center. And the right side is DeMar Dotson, Earl Watford. Nothing special, but certainly nothing awful. By the way, Brill Barnwell had their skill position offensive players at 14, despite him admitting they have the worst running back situation in the league because Evans, Godwin, and Howard are such a nightmare.
Yeah, they have great receivers and tight ends, yeah.
But they don't really have a good third receiver, so there's not a ton of depth. They have Breshad Perriman from Cleveland, who's not so good, and that's really it. So there's very little
depth. Because
They let DeSean Jackson go. There's very little left. This is not a team. They have nobody on their bench on either side of the ball that you've heard of. Blaine Gabbert's the backup QB. They really don't have a lot of options if they have a bad injury year. But I'd say they will be more competitive if people stay healthy. All righty. So the Tampa Bay Bucks schedule. They start week one. This is actually going to be on the in the pool of pools question because this is the only week one game with it's like a, basically a, an even spread at San Francisco. Who's going to win that game?
I'm going to give that to San Francisco.
Okay. Yeah, I'm aren't you surprised it's a 1 point spread?
I mean, I think that the bloom is off the rose for the 49ers.
Yeah, but shouldn't it be three? Or any is anyone excited about the Bucs? Maybe people are assuming.
No, one is too low. I would have guessed 3.5, but we're not guessing week one lines yet, so don't screw that up.
Oh, sorry for letting you know. Okay, yeah. So then they go a short week.
Wait, that's by the way. No. That's in Tampa Bay. You're wrong.
Oh, you're right. It is in Tampa Bay.
All
right,
so that line makes much more sense.
Yeah, okay, that does make sense.
Yeah, in fact, I would say that's too much. I would say that I would give Tampa 1 or 2 points. But
you know, the 1 point rarely matters. All right, at Carolina, short week, Thursday Night Football.
Short week. Ooh, that's not good. In 3 days now. Yeah, they're 0-2. Actually, you know what? I'm giving them
a short week
one.
For
it's
both.
At home. They win week one. They go to Carolina. They lose. They're 1-2.
Okay, so now they host the Giants.
2-1.
It's a very soft home schedule. All
right. Well, that's why they're 2-1.
At this, you want a road trip? I'll give you a road trip. At the Rams and the Saints next 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, that's tough. 2-3.
Yeah. Then they host Carolina again.
No, that game is in London.
Excuse me. That game, I was about to say, that game is in neutral location. It's in London. But yeah, they play.
That's
for playing Carolina.
Giving up a divisional home game to play, you know, now the Glazers care more about their soccer team than their football team.
Right. They probably live in London. And
yeah. So they're going to lose in London, 2-4.
Then they have a bye week at Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? It's bad times for Bruce Arians, 2-5.
At Seattle.
2-6.
All right. Then they come home for Arizona.
All right. If you don't win this, you ain't winning anything.
Right.
3-6.
And then home against New Orleans.
You know what? I think they're going to win that one.
Wow.
It's going to be a high-scoring game.
Okay. There are a lot of 20-17 NFC South games.
Yeah. I think I have them winning every home game so far and losing every road game. So
4-6, and they're in Atlanta.
4-7.
At Jacksonville.
I'm going to say this is a win, but one of the home games I gave them as a win is a loss. So either way, they're 4-8.
All right, they're 4-8. That's a battle of the two best teams in Florida. Yeah. Not Florida football, not doing great right now. 4-8, they host Indianapolis.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not as high on the Colts as you and others are, apparently. I don't even know if Andrew Luck is going to be playing this year.
Mm-hmm.
I assume he'll be playing by December, but I'll give Tampa a win here.
Okay.
Actually, well, yeah, sure. 5-8.
At Detroit.
5-9.
Home to Houston and Atlanta. They host. That Houston game might be one of those Saturday games we talked about.
They're going to go 6-10.
All right. Yeah, this is a 6-10, 7-9 team. I agree.
Yeah. I mean, everybody can't go 7-9. Somebody's got to go 2-14.
No, nobody has to go 2. No one went 2-14 this year.
Yeah. Well, somebody's got to go 3-13. Whatever.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah,
you brought up the NFL mascot thing. So do you want to do that? Because we got to kill another like 12 minutes.
12 minutes?
I don't know. I had to take a phone call in the middle of this. I'm going to have to edit it.
Oh, my God. Yesterday on a group chat, you said you might have to edit this, too. You said, my wife is definitely the number one wife in our whole group, and then didn't comment on why.
Oh, well, I have a fantastic wife. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well.
What a weird thing to say.
I have a great wife. That's all I'm saying.
All right, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Who's their mascot?
Their mascot is Captain Fear. Captain Fear is a pirate.
What if it was just the idea of fear? It wasn't like a it wasn't a tangible thing.
Yeah. So they are playing in the first round of our little bracket here. They're playing the Chargers mascot, mm-hmm. which is Boltman.
Yeah, Boltman.
Boltman.
Boltman
just seems
a good
like
mascot.
He has some kind of square banana yet Laffy Taffy on his head or something.
Can I say so? Captain Fear is a pirate. Makes sense for the Buccaneers. Can I say that I believe that he's called Captain Fear because he's very afraid of everything that's happening.
Well, but he has a sword.
He does have a sword, but I feel like
let me put it this way. I don't know what the hell Captain... I don't know what the hell Boltman is, but Captain Fear is beating Boltman.
I mean, I'm a big Boltman guy. I feel like he's one of the best mascots in the league, no?
No, he looks terrible. And by the way, they left him in San Diego. I don't even think they have a mascot now since they moved to LA.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think he just retired. He was unofficial. I think he was just a super fan. He's not even a mascot.
Well, all right. Well, either way. So Captain
Fear. Well, if those are real lightning beams coming out of his head, then that does change the equation. But if he's not existent, then, yeah, I agree. Tampa wins this matchup.
Yeah. All right. The 12-21, the Packers don't even have a mascot. So Seattle, they have three mascots. They have Blitz, Boom, and Tama. Blitz and Boom appear to be hawks, like you know, people in hawk costumes, and then Tama's an actual hawk. So you got three hawks.
I think Blitz is the real mascot, though.
Well, whatever's going on between Blitz, Boom, and Tama, I think they're beating Captain Fear.
I agree.
Because, you know, three hawks over one pirate. Yeah, that's not.
I agree.
Good match.
Blitz is not so scary, but he is a hawk.
Yeah, yeah, but the numbers are not in not in Captain Fear's corner. All right, so the 13-20 matchup. Mm-hmm. The Steelers 13 is a new mascot, Steely McBeam.
Yeah.
He's basically just a steel worker.
Yes.
He's pretty crappy.
Yeah.
The Dolphins mascot is TD. TD is, I don't know what it stands for. Maybe it stands for the Dolphin.
I thought the Dolphins mascot was the Dolphin.
His name is TD, though.
No, but like the Dolphin from, you know, Snowflake from Ace Ventura.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. No, it's not Snowflake. It's TD. But TD's beating the steel worker. Dolphins are smart.
Do you know what
strong.
TD stands for?
I guess the Dolphin.
Yeah, that's amazing. TD stands for the Dolphin.
Oh, that's a good nickname. All right, so the Dolphin beats Steely McBeam. All right, now we have 4 versus 29. 29, the Raiders. The Raiders have probably the most disturbing mascot in the NFL. His name is Raider Rusher.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a giant helmet with a guy with a face of a Raider. But, like, the whole body is the helmet.
Yeah,
I don't understand. I don't understand what that is.
They should just have a few of their fans be in this competition because those guys are scary.
Yeah, but I don't think those guys are coming with them to Oakland from Oakland. All right, so they're facing the Chiefs. The Chiefs have two mascots. They have Casey Wolf, who is a wolf.
Yeah,
and then they have Warpaint, which is an actual horse. So the horse and the wolf. I'm not sure what the combination is. What that is with the Chiefs, but you know they're beating this weird.
He's not a scary wolf at all. He's kind of a kid's wolf. He's like literally like a
Rusher,
child wolf.
Yeah, but Raider Rusher is just a face.
Yeah, he's
so
just
you kick
a face.
Him in the face. And
yeah.
He's done. Yeah,
well, you bite him in the face.
And then now I would say that TD would beat Wolf and Warpaint, as you said. Wolf not a very scary wolf, and dolphins are just they're smarter than horses.
Well, how could a dolphin beat a horse though? Is it in water?
I think the octagon probably has a little bit of water.
Okay,
in a little bit
so it's like half water.
Yeah,
I think a horse. Curb stomps the dolphin.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna put the dolphin there. So we're gonna have to come back to that one. We have a disagreement there.
Okay.
All right. We have Rory. That's a hard word to pronounce, isn't it? R O A R Y. Rory the lion.
There's a rapper who's Rory, but he's with a U.
Yeah, the Eagles have a swoop and air swoop. A couple of eagles.
Mm-hmm.
A lion beats an eagle.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah,
by the way, the bald eagle will not even be around anymore because Trump has just removed the standards to protect endangered species.
By the way, the most controversial thing in all these mascot practices was the raptor decision. People are still reeling about that.
Yeah, but, well, until they actually find out their facts.
No, people assume, people know that you're wrong, that raptors are big.
No, every single person tweeted at me, oh, raptors are really fierce.
You're the only person on Earth who thinks raptors were a chicken. Raptors
When you Google raptors.
First of all, I watched Jurassic Park. I don't need to Google it.
Literally, the first link is, the headline is, everything you thought about raptors is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've tweeted that at every single person, and every single person either did not respond, which means they conceded defeat, or a couple
defeat.
Responded and said, oh, wow, I never realized that. Yeah, everybody thinks raptors are big and fierce.
It was on Snopes.com, and it was false.
Yeah, all right, anyway. All right, number 24 is Billy Buffalo against number 9, Staley DaBear. Staley DaBear, I guess the older brother of the Cubs' terrible mascot.
I mean, Buffalo versus a bear is a good matchup.
It's a good matchup, yeah.
But I think the bear is going to win.
And they're both huge animals.
Yes.
I give it to the bear, though, yeah.
Yeah, the bear's got to win this one.
All right.
Is this our first bear? What is the Cubs mascot?
Is it the first?
Is it the first bear we've had in the tournament?
No, we've had a million bears. What are you talking about? The hockey was like half
hockey
bears.
It's full of bears.
Yeah, yeah, we had lots of bears and lions. All right, number 17 for the Panthers is Sir Purr.
Yes,
who I assume is a panther. He does not. He looks like a very cheap mascot, honestly. And then number 16 is the Browns. The Browns have three mascots. They have Chomps, Swagger, and Brownie the Elf.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a dog. A real dog, a stuffed animal dog, and then an elf. I think the way this works is Sir Purr literally eats the elf, but while he's doing so, the two dogs manage to team up on him.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think 3-on-1 gives the advantage to the Browns. Panthers, by the way, not the largest of the cat.
No, not a huge cat.
Yeah. All right, so the Browns' threesome is going to advance.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pat the Patriot, who is just a guy.
Just a guy.
I guess. And by the way, the new Pat the Patriot, way worse than the old Pat the Patriot, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
He's going against the Cardinals, Big Red. I see Cardinals in my neighborhood. I feel like I could definitely take one, and I'm not even that patriotic, so.
Is it like a very weird flex? Like, I see cardinals in my neighborhood.
No, I'm just saying. They're like small, non-imposing birds.
Yeah.
So we chopped down a couple trees for part of like our landscaping in the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And like the neighborhood birds are pissed at us.
Really?
Yeah. The day after, it was almost like a morning thing. The day after we cut down one of them, the next morning I just saw like these blue jays just sitting on the grass where the tree had been. And they must have like.
Yeah, you cut down their house. You're a bad person.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I committed genocide on these trees. Yeah, sorry about that, birds.
Big Red is maybe the ugliest mascot in all sports. It's very skinny. They need like a different person.
Yeah, he's a very generic looking cardinal to me.
Very generic. Yeah. It's like really skinny. It's a person with just like a head. It's bad. It's a bad mascot.
It's not a full body.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Pat the Patriot is going to lose to the Browns threesome, and then Staley the Bear is going to beat the Browns threesome.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, so we have Staley the Bear against we have to decide. Oh, so in the Final Four, we have Staley the Bear on this side, and then the other side, did we decide, is it TD or is it KC Wolf and Warpaint?
I think it's KC Wolf.
Fine. So we'll put KC Wolf ahead of TD, and then
exciting dinosaurs or anything in the NFL is maybe the least exciting of the mascots.
Yeah, well, this is only one half of the bracket. Maybe we'll save the other half for tomorrow's podcast.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to have Staley the Bear go into the championship. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. So tune in tomorrow because we're about to be bombed.
Or not tomorrow. Next boring team. Tomorrow could be in six teams. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true. We
might have 32 minutes content on the Broncos.
At some point, we will do the other half of the NFL mascot bracket.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that was our Bucks preview. And I'm not even sure when the bomb's coming because I'm going to have to edit this. Mm-hmm. So, but usually you get bombed in the middle of their words, but it'd be ironic if I got bombed in the middle of mine.